And welcome to this podcast about Royal Nature Park. It's a historical park in Canada that was home to the First Nations people and early settlers many years ago. First Nations groups settled in this area around a lake over 600 years ago, and the discovery of corn residue at the lowest level of the lake led scientists to believe that corn was once cultivated in the area by the First Nations people. This lake, now in the center of the park, has varying depths and temperatures. Parts of the lake are so deep that there is virtually no oxygen and sunlight. This means that plants and fish have trouble surviving there. The only natural residents of the lake are large turtles that lie on rocks or at the lake edge. Visitors are asked not to swim in the lake so as not to disturb them, but it's fine to take photos of them. The park has a replica of a First Nations village from long ago. This includes three reconstructed longhouses where families live together. We built them based on pictures and findings to resemble the ones from over 600 years ago. They're called longhouses mainly for their shape. They're long but not tall and have benches on both sides of the house that are used as beds. The people used furs from animals to keep warm at night. And they built fire pits inside for warmth and cooking, especially during the winter. The houses often were home for a number of families. All members of the families helped to build the house and contributed to the daily work, including children.
Before you hear the rest of the podcast, you have some time to look at questions 15 to 20 on page 4. Now listen and answer questions 15 to 20.
There are many things to do and see during the year at Royal Nature Park. During the spring, treat your taste buds to an event called Sweet Water Season, the sweetest festival here at the park. Find out how the early settlers removed the liquid called sap from the maple trees. They boiled it into a thick syrup that they use to sweeten food. Samples are available for those who wish to taste it. A favorite event is our Season of the Harvest program. Gather apples from the trees and join us in the fields as we harvest pumpkins, beans, and potatoes. Early settlers relied on these crops for the winter. You can even purchase some of the fresh fruit and vegetables in the gift shop. Join the Fall into Nature Festival for a special live viewing of hawks and other birds of prey. During the display, watch our trained staff work with these creatures in their natural habitat. Visitors can have the thrill of a wild bird landing on their arm. Our Moccasin Time event is held every 4 weeks at the time of the full moon. It starts at 11 p.m., and it takes an hour to cover the park on foot, so you'll need to bring a flashlight. If you listen carefully, you may be able to hear the owls calling to each other as they hunt for food in the dark. In September, try the hide-and-seek trail. Take it towards the lake, and you'll see some sculptures cut into old trees and logs with a knife. These represent the wildlife of the area, including bears, birds, and reptiles, which are rapidly disappearing. See if you can identify the animal in each sculpture. In the snowy season, join a group and try cross-country skiing on Pine Ridge Way. You'll head through frosted pine trees and over snow-covered hills. There are many paths for you to choose from. Look out for the arrows on trees to get back to the visitor center and get warm.
That is the end of Section 2. You now have half a minute to check your answers.